Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, broadcasting live from the NYC. It is Wednesday, October 22nd, 2014. On today's show, I'll be bringing you the latest on such celebrities as T.I., Amber Rose, Taylor Swift, the hit show Sweetie Pie, restaurant, and YouTube frontman Bono, as well as the latest on DMX. Did he almost lose his home? And which Atlanta housewife is stealing Kenya Moore's shine? All those stories and more coming up right after these messages.
Hey, sweetie, what's going on?
Well, honey, I have some news.
Okay, what?
All that training paid off. I got the job.
Oh, I knew you would get it. So when do you start?
When you donate stuff to Goodwill, you help provide job training for people right here in your community. Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up? This is Clef speaking for Rad. Give up the keys. Choose a designated driver. Music lives. So should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
There is no place like home.
Getting home safely is just a click away. Find the right seat for your little one's age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat for more information. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you are just tuning in, you are listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity gossip, a few celebrity interviews, and pop culture. If this is your first time tuning into the show, I'd like to say thank you for listening. And if you like the show and you want to know what's going on in the world of entertainment, and if you want to know what your favorite celebrities are up to, just click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way you get a reminder when I'm on the air live. Also, if you'd like to make a comment about any of today's stories, please give me a call. Tell me what you think. The call-in number is 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. Again, that's 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. Also, That's Entertainment is on Facebook. Just type in That's Entertainment Radio in the search box and click on the like button. That's THAT's Entertainment Radio and click on the like button. You're going to see a large logo with a red carpet and the Hollywood spotlights in front, or you can always go to the link at www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. Currently, the temperature in the NY is a rainy 63 degrees. Before I get started with the first story of the day, I'd like to give a shout-out to everyone that followed me on Twitter, and especially here on Blog Talk Radio. And speaking of Twitter, if you like to follow me, I go by the name of Stiletto14, Stiletto like the shoe, S-T-I-L-E-T-T-O, and the number 14. And if you'd like to befriend me on Facebook, just look me up under Tammy Joan-Gibbs. That's Entertainment is also on Twitter as well. Just go to That's Entertain 1, THATS, Entertain, and the number 1. I also like to give a shout-out to everyone that's on the phone lines and in the chat room. Thank you for joining me here on this Wednesday afternoon. And for all my loyal listeners, thank you for tuning in week after week as I bring you the latest info from the world of entertainment. And if you want to make a comment about any of the stories that I mentioned on the show today, give me a call. The call-in number is 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. How has everyone's week been so far? Before I get started with the show today, tune in tomorrow morning. That's Thursday, October 3rd at 10 a.m. Eastern, where my special guest will be the talented, multi-talented actor Harold Perrineau. Now, Perrineau has starred in countless roles in every category you can name, from theater, stage, television, and film. His breakout role was the paraplegic prisoner in the acclaimed HBO drama series Oz. He's also known to millions as Michael in the Golden Globe winning series Lost. And who can forget the Lobo Julian Mersch in Malcolm Lee's hit movie The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday. Now, Harold Perrineau will be playing an angel in the new dark supernatural series Constantine that premieres on Friday night on NBC. So tune in tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern as I talk with the multi-talented and versatile actor Harold Perrineau. Also, I wanted to let you guys know that That's Entertainment is also available on Stitcher.com. So you want to know what is Stitcher? Stitcher is a website where you can listen to over 20,000-plus radio shows and podcasts on your iPhone, iPad, Android, or PC anytime, anywhere. You can also download the free app. Just go to Stitcher.com, click on to listen, and you can also create a free account. Just log in as a guest. Just type in That's Entertainment Online Radio, and you can also share the show on Twitter and Facebook, and you can also review and rate the show as well. Well, interesting week. I wanted to start off by saying that we lost a lot of great people this week. We lost fashion designer Oscar de la Renta, who was one of my favorites. We lost him this week. We also lost the beautiful plus-size model and the singer Joanne Barghella. I hope I'm pronouncing that last name right. She used to be an American Idol alumni. She was also a part of the Monique had a show where she was one of the graduate of a show called Monique's Fat Chance. She passed away. She lost her battle with cancer. She was only 32 years old. And we also lost Tim Hauser. For anybody who don't know who he was the founding member and part of the singing group, the Manhattan Transfer. You know, they had hits like The Boy from New York City and Organized. We lost him. He was only 72. So we lost a lot of people this week. Also this week we're going to be talking about Jimmy Fallon. He's getting ready to release another children book, and I'll tell you what the book is going to be called. And Barbara Walters is going to continue her hosting duties on her popular long-running special that highlights some of the most prominent names, and that's the 10 Most Fascinating People of 2014. I'll tell you the latest on that, when it's going to come on, and the times. So let's get started. T.I. is in the news, and you know, we all know T.I. is the king of the South. He's one of the South's most prominent rap artists. Well, and you know, he also acts as well. He's very versatile in his art. He also acts as well. Well, he has been bitten by the acting bug again, and he's going to be co-starring in a new major studio superhero film called Ant-Man, along with Paul Rudd and Michael Douglas. Rudd will play the title character Scott Lang, and Douglas will play the mentor of the current Ant-Man as Dr. Hank Pym. So will T.I. play a superhero himself? That's the burning question. Well, he said he couldn't reveal too many details about his role in the film, but he did confirm that he will be playing a superhero homeboy. Now, it sounds like that T.I. could be playing a friend of Lang's in the Marvel Studio film. No word yet if the character is straight from the comics or created for the film. There's no word yet if the character will be human or superhuman. Nevertheless, the film underwent rewrites from Rudd and Adam McKay after director Edgar Wright left the project in May due to creative differences with Marvel. Peyton Reed is also now directing. The film is yet to be released. They said that they have a release date of Friday, July 17, 2015. And according to IMDb, it's about a con man that turns superhero, Scott Lang, who helps his mentor, Dr. Hank Pym, pull off a heist in order to save the world. And Amber Rose had made a public declaration of her feelings for her estranged husband, Wiz Khalifa, just weeks after their split. Amber's confession came after Wiz congratulated her on her 31st birthday on yesterday, actually. Wiz tweeted, "Happy birthday, Amb." And the model, who filed for divorce from the rapper in late September, replied back saying, "Thank you, sweetheart. Hashtag still love you no matter what." According to Page Six, Amber's new manager, Nick Cannon, threw a surprise birthday party for her on Monday night. Earlier this month, Amber shared her personal heartbreak following her split from Wiz. Amber and Wiz filed for divorce after 1 year of marriage, citing irreconcilable differences. In her divorce filing, Amber asked for full legal and physical custody of their one-year-old son, Sebastian Taylor Thomas. Wiz, meanwhile, is seeking for joint custody and visitation rights of Sebastian. And Amber was not the only star who celebrated her birthday this week. Kim Kardashian also turned 34 yesterday as well. Taylor Swift has revealed that she was very reluctant to hire a security team as she values normalcy. The Welcome to New York singer said that she was forced to keep herself safe due to the amount of men who have showed up at her house. Taylor Swift said that stalkers are a sad part of fame. She told Esquire magazine, quote, "I fought the idea of having security for a very long time because I really value normalcy. I like to be able to take a drive by myself. Haven't done that in 6 years. They have to be in a car behind me. Just because the sheer number of men we have in our file who have showed up at my house, showed up at my mom's house, threatened to either kill me, kidnap me, or marry me. This is strange and a sad part of my life, and I try not to think about it. I try to be lighthearted about it because I don't even want to be scared. I don't want to be walking down the street scared, and when I have security, I don't have to be scared," unquote. Back in July, a man was found guilty of trespass after intruding on Swift's Rhode Island mansion. Swift will release her new album, 1989, on Monday, October 27th. And, you know, this goes back to when you go into this kind of business, the entertainment business, and you become a superstar, that is part of the job that you're going to have to walk around with security, especially if you're a big-time pop star like Taylor Swift, where you always have to be cautioned because, you know, you have the overzealous fans that, you know, sometimes, you know, they show up to your house, they come break into your house, and it is a scary part. You know, it's a scary situation because, you know, you don't know if they're there to kill you. You don't know what's going on. So you can't blame her. I understand she does miss her normalcy life, but this is the price that you have to pay when you become a big-time pop star. And Sweetie Pie, the St. Louis restaurant that also features on Oprah Winfrey's OWN network, find itself the subject of a lawsuit by a former employee. Now, according to a report, Veronica Tate filed a discrimination suit against the business in a district court in St. Louis. Tate, who worked for 1 week in October 2012 at the restaurant, claimed in her lawsuit that she was subject to constant sexual advances from Ike, who touched her, bumped into her, and made sexual explicit comments to her. Further, she said that when she brought the situation to the management attention, she was told that that's Ike, that's how he is. After further complaint, Tate says she was told to leave the restaurant and go see the company's business manager, Charles Buzzy. He offered her a job at another location, but then he never got back to her. Ms. Tate didn't want to wait any longer for Sweetie Pie to do something about the situation. In February of 2013, Tate filed a complaint with the Equal Opportunity Commission. The federal suit was filed Tuesday, and Tate is asking for a jury trial. You know, when it comes to working in the workplace, that is always a big no-no when it comes to sexual harassment. I remember when I used to be a government employee, we used to have not seminars, but we had classes about that. And you won't believe what they could also consider. It's not just only the verbal abuse or the advances, but it's also things that you put up that might be considered harassment or offensive. If it's offensive to your coworkers or your colleague, it's considered sexual harassment. Like they use one example where, say you work in an office setting and you have cubicles, and if, say, one of your male coworkers put up a pin-up picture of a half-naked woman and you happen to work closely with this person and you see it, it's kind of offensive. They consider that part of sexual harassment. I remember I was a rep for a makeup company, and I remember the second day on the job, the guy who was in charge of everything, it was my second day at the place, and he introduced me to everybody, and he said, you know what, go out, let's celebrate you being a new member of the team and everything. And this man who was supposed to be my supervisor was saying sexual things to me. He was touching me in certain places, and I could have easily filed for sexual harassment. You know, that's how big a deal it is. But after that situation, I no longer, because, you know, that particular job, you didn't have to be in the office. It was mostly field work. So I didn't used to go to the office to check in. I would just call in knowing that he was there. But, you know, and he kept saying, oh, how come you don't come to the office and everything? Because I didn't want to face his advances. You know, he was a small business owner, and I said, look, you know what, I don't have to report to the office. I don't even have to see him because most of my job was entailed in the field. So I could have easily slapped him up with a sexual harassment suit, but I didn't. And, I didn't stay that long with the company, so I left. But, you know, when it comes to the workplace, whether it's a restaurant, a makeup company, anything, sexual harassment is a big deal. And, you know, I wonder what Oprah is saying behind this, because Sweetie Pie is a reality show on her network, and this guy, Ike, could jeopardize their business, jeopardize Oprah's reputation. They could be totally put off the air if this woman who filed this sexual discrimination or sexual assault to take it to the court, they could lose everything. So we'll see what happens. Right now we have here 17 minutes after the hour. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity gossip, a few celebrity interviews, and pop culture. If you're just tuning in, you have to tune in tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, where my special guest is actor Harold Perrineau. Now, Harold has been in such movies as he's been on Son of Anarchy. His breakout role was the paraplegic prisoner in the highly acclaimed show on HBO Oz. He was also in The Best Man. He played Merch. He was in The Best Man Holiday, and now he's going to be on a new show on NBC on Friday nights called Constantine. It's supposed to be like one of those supernatural thriller-type TV shows where he plays an angel, and he's going to be my guest tomorrow morning, so make sure you tune in as I talk to the very versatile and multi-talented Harold Perrineau. And do you know he's also a singer as well? He has been acting in television shows and film, he also has performed on Broadway. So I can't wait to talk to actor Harold Perrineau. Moving on, Bono, U2's frontman, revealed that the real reason of his ever-present sunglasses turned out that is because his affection or his stylish, because he loves to wear sunglasses at night or sunglasses all day long. He finally confessed on the Graham Norton show that he is suffering from glaucoma, and that makes his eyes sensitive to light. So if not treated properly, it could lead to blindness. The band man was on the show as part of their press tour to promote their new album, Song of Innocence. It was made available for free on iTunes and was automatically added to iPhone 6, sparking outrage from Apple customers. So, yeah, because, you know, every time you see Bono, he has those sunglasses on. He never take them off. But they're really cool. You know, I guess they're the type where, you know, when you're indoors, it turns light. When he's out in the sunlight, they get dark. But he never takes them off. And he finally revealed that he suffered from glaucoma. So, and DMX almost lost his New York home due to foreclosure. But he came through and he made the payment of $250,000 just in time. It was just last year Compass Bank sued the rapper. The lawsuit detailed him and his wife, Tashira Simmons, taking out a $500,000 mortgage in 2004, but the couple has since defaulted on the loan. Not only were they in default, but they were in default for 1,400 days. Now, according to the bank, back in May of 2012, the bank wanted the full amount on the loan of $258,000. But the bank accused him of refusing to pay off the loans, and they said that Compass filed a lawsuit against him, pushing for foreclosure on his family home. Nevertheless, he finally paid off his Mount Kisco, New York home he bought back in 2000 for $649,000, and he saved it from foreclosure. Although the lawsuit stemmed from last year, Compass Bank failed at continuing the suit. That means that DMX was able to pay off the $250,000 and save his home from being auctioned off. And Claudia Jordan, who's also, we had her on the show about a year ago. Claudia Jordan is a friend of the show, and she is the newest addition to the Real Housewives of Atlanta. And she's already, get this, she's already going at it with the head of the housewife, NeNe Leakes. She's always going to button heads with NeNe. Jordan replaced Portia Williams as a full-time housewife with the rest of the cast, and she's already stirring up trouble, becoming friends with Leakes' enemy, Kenya Moore, and Cynthia Bailey. Jordan initially was supposed to be a recurring friend on The Housewives with singer-actress Demetria McKinney, but her feuding with Leakes helped bump her up to a series regular, allegedly. Now, insiders told Mail Online that Claudia kept trying to start an argument with NeNe to get attention, and after a few stubble dabs, NeNe would go in by claiming that Claudia had a reputation for sleeping with a lot of men in Hollywood and wearing cheap clothes. The source also added that NeNe called Claudia a pretender who was desperately trying to get a job on the show and living in Kenya's shadow. But it turns out that Kenya Moore is allegedly upset about how much screen time that the producers of The Real Housewives of Atlanta have been giving Jordan instead of her when she was the one who got her on the show. Now, Kenya said that she made it clear that Claudia is her friend and she's responsible for getting her on the show, but she griped that the executive producers that were spending a lot of time focusing on Claudia, and she didn't appreciate that. Now, I had Claudia on my show, again, a year ago when she was a contestant or she was part of Donald Trump's Celebrity Apprentice. And I asked Claudia when she was on the show, you know, why would she do reality show? And at the time she said that her career was struggling and she thought it was an opportunity for her to get her name out there to expand her brand. Now, when I found out that Claudia was doing this Real Housewives show, I was like, wow, it's really that bad for her? Because I would never thought she would do Real Housewives of Atlanta. But then again, she was on Donald Trump's Celebrity Apprentice. Now, Claudia Jordan, not only is she's also a model, she was also, matter of fact, I know Claudia from being a R&B singer Joe's love interest in his video. And, you know, she's a former beauty pageant contestant. She was Miss Rhode Island. And she also had her own radio show on Sirius XM. She, matter of fact, she was part of Jamie Foxx's show, The Foxhole. The Foxhole on Sirius XM. And then she branched out and had her own radio show. So I'm going to see if I can get Claudia back on the show again because I wanted to ask her about this. But if you want to check out that interview that I had with Claudia Jordan, just go back in the archive and just look up Claudia Jordan when she came on the show to promote herself being a part of Celebrity Apprentice. And singer Kesha once admitted in a 2011 deposition that she was unsealed on yesterday, that Dr. Luke never forced himself on her. Now, a lawyer for Dr. Luke, whose real name is Lucas Godwall, successfully asked a New York State judge to unseal the disposition to be used on the current case. Now, according to the New York Daily News, the disposition stemmed from a $14 million lawsuit brought by Kesha, former New York-based management company DAS Communication, against her and Dr. Luke. Now, the company said that Kesha broke her contract when she left them in 2008 and that Dr. Luke induced, intimidated, and convinced the singer to cut ties with them. After the deposition was unsealed, Kesha lawyer Mark Gallegos, who happened to be Chris Brown's attorney, told TMZ that using the deposition was a pathetic attempt to once again blame the victim. He claimed that Kesha lied because Luke walked Kesha down the beach and threatened to destroy her life and the lives of her family if she didn't cover up his sexual assault. See, once again, we're talking about that sexual harassment. I will give you the latest. I'll follow the story and see what else is happening with this. Right now we have 26 minutes after the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones-Gibbs, where every week I bring you the latest from Hollywood. If you are a registered listener here on Blog Talk Radio and you like the show and you want to know what's going on in the world of entertainment, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way you get a reminder when I'm on the air live. Also, we're on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Just go to www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio and follow us on Twitter at That's Entertain One. That's THATS Entertain and the number one. I'm going to go ahead and take a music break. And when we come back after the break, I'm going to give you the latest on Missy Elliott. Apparently, she has reemerged on the public radar, but this time she's has a more swelled figure. I'll tell you the latest on that. And Queen Latifah is getting ready to do her duties as the host of the 18th Annual Hollywood Film Award. And Eddie Murphy was going to, he's getting ready to do an upcoming drama called Cook. But for apparently a reason, Samuel L. Jackson was supposed to be starring in there in the movie with Eddie Murphy, but Eddie Murphy had him replaced. I'll tell you the latest and more right after the break, so make sure you stay tuned.
Thank you.
I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, where every Wednesday I bring you the latest in entertainment news and pop culture. And just like the gecko camel say, it is Wednesday, it's hump day. Join me every Wednesday as I bring you the latest of what's going on with your favorite celebrities. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to another edition of That's Entertainment. Also, make sure you tune in tomorrow morning where my special guest will be actor Harold Perrineau. You know him in such movies as The Best Man, The Best Man Holiday. He will also play the paraplegic prisoner on the HBO highly acclaimed series Oz. He also played Michael on the Emmy award-winning show Lost. He's also a Broadway actor. He's been on Broadway several times. He's also been in other shows as well. So make sure. He's also been on Criminal Minds. He has a long list. He's also been in the movie The Matrix, The Matrix Revolution, The Matrix Reloaded. He's also been on Broadway on Avenue X, Dreamgirls, Godspell. Please tune in as I welcome the talented and versatile actor Harold Perrineau. All right, more news from Hollywood. Also in the news this week, I was telling you before we went on the music break, Queen Latifah has been chosen to host the Hollywood Film Awards. The annual ceremony will air live for the very first time on CBS from the Hollywood Palladium on Friday, November 14. CBS announced Latifah as host by referring to her as a triple threat because she can sing, dance, and act. The Hollywood Film Awards honored achievement in filmmaking and film acting. Last year's ceremony included Harrison Ford receiving the Hollywood Career Achievement Award and Star Trek Into Darkness winning Best Film. CBS coverage of the event will include a red carpet preview at 7:30 Eastern and a one-hour post-show telecast hosted by the morning Charlie, this morning's Charlie Rose, Gail King, and Nora O'Donnell. The Hollywood Film Awards will air on November 14 at 8 p.m. Eastern. And freshman series The Flash and Jane the Virgin are here to stay. The CW has given both series full season order, and this happened yesterday. The Flash picked up what somehow inevitably, according to the Nielsen ratings, the premiere was watched by 6.1 million viewers, including live viewing and delay up to 3 days later. It was the network's biggest hit among adults 18 to 49 since The Vampire Diaries debuted 5 years ago. Meanwhile, Ram Cohn, Jane the Virgin, was the most watched and highest rated show in its time period in 2 years. It was also the best reviewed news series this fall, scoring 80 out of 100 on the Metacritic, which is the highest for any new broadcast on a major network. And we lost a lot of people this week. You know, we lost legendary fashion designer Oscar de la Renta. He died at the age of 82. Oscar de la Renta was one of my favorite designers. The fashion icon is famed for his designing a vast number of dresses for celebrities. Most recently, he designed a Amal Clooney's wedding dress. It's not clear how De La Renta died, but he had been battling cancer since 2006. The Dominican-born star was mentored by Cristobal Balenciaga before landing a job with Lavin in Paris and was rising to prominence in the 60s. First Lady Jackie Kennedy wore some of his dresses. Also First Lady Nancy Reagan, Hillary Clinton, Laura Bush, and also Michelle Obama. Amy Adams, Sandra Bullock, and Jessica Biel were among the long list of stars that was also known to wear his award-winning designs. And just last week, De La Renta named a new creative director of his company. De La Renta is survived by his wife, Annette Engelhard, and their son, Moses. We also lost Joanne Barghella, the American Idol alum, and she was also Monique's Fat Chance graduate. She passed away on Saturday, October 18. The singer and plus-size model lost her battle against endometrial cancer. She was only 32 years old. Joanne said last year that her cancer was a rare case because it had spread to her chest. She gave fans update on her condition in a series of Facebook videos. She also wrote her last post on September 23rd as she prepared for more radiation and chemotherapy. In 2005, she competed on Monique's Fat Chance to become Miss Fat and become the first ever winner of the beauty pageant. And in 2008, she auditioned for season 7 of American Idol and made it in the top 12 in the female category. And also Tim Hauser, who was the founding member and singer of the Manhattan Transfer, he died. He was only 72. Hauser passed away of a heart attack on Thursday, October 16. He leaves a wife, Barb Sennett Hauser, a son, Basie, and daughter, Lily. The New York music group, the Manhattan Transfer, released their first album in 1971. The band made pop and jazz record, which won them several Grammy Awards. Their eighth album, Vocalese, earned them 12 Grammy nominations, which was released in 1985. The remaining group members say they will continue their tour despite Hauser's death. Their next show will be, matter of fact, tomorrow night in Manchester, New Hampshire. And you know, the Manhattan Transfer was known for their biggest hit, The Boy from New York City. So condolences to him as well. And you remember the Django Unchained actress, Danielle Watts? Well, she was the one that was caught having sex with her boyfriend, who happened to be white, in the car in L.A. Well, she's been charged with lewd conduct. The 28-year-old was reportedly caught, again, having sex in public during daylight last month. She later claimed that she was detained by police because of her skin color. The Los Angeles Police Department responded to the allegation of racism, saying that the actress made malicious and false statements. Watts, who played Coco in Quentin Tarantino's 2012 film, and her boyfriend Brian James Lucas have now been charged with lewd conduct, a misdemeanor conduct charge that could result in 6 months in county jail and a $1,000 fine. Watts was detained by police in September after a citizen reported that the two people were involved in indecent exposure in a silver Mercedes-Benz in Studio City. Police released her after determined that no crime was committed. The star had initially claimed that the incident was racially charged because she is black and her boyfriend is white. Such a shame. And Leslie Jones has been promoted to the cast of Saturday Night Live. The actress and comedian has been a writer on the show since early 2014. Now, according to Deadline, she joined the cast in January this year, having made the final shortlist of 12 actresses for the position, eventually claimed by Sashir Zamata, another African-American actress that's also on the show. Jones was instead taken on in a writing capacity. She also appeared on screen in the Weekend Update segment, winning pundits for her spot on slavery in May. It was recently confirmed that Chris Rock and Prince will appear on Saturday Night Live on November 1st. Can't wait for that. And Jim Carrey and Iggy Azalea will be the guests on SNL Halloween show this Saturday, October 25th. And Jimmy Fallon, he's getting ready to release another children's book. Fallon is currently working on a board book called Your Baby's First Word Will Be Dada. The book, which will be released in thick material to withstand the abuse from children, is inspired by his daughter Winnie Rose, whose first word was mama instead of dada. The new book by the late night chat show host who welcomed baby Winnie with his wife Nancy last year is set to hit the stores on June 9, 2015. The new project is not Fallon's first experience with writing children books. He previously released a book called Snowball Fight, which talked about children having fun after school if canceled due to heavy snow. And this book came out in 2005. He also penned another book called Thank You Notes and Thank You Notes 2 for adults. Both of them were inspired by his skits. And a woman who became a victim of molestation involving actor Stephen Collins reportedly does not want to sue him. Now, according to a new report by TMZ, the woman who is now in her 50s does not intend to sue him, although she fell victim to his molestation in the 70s. Now, the woman reportedly said that she's not after the Seventh Heaven actor's money. But the victim who report in 2012 prompt an investigation by the NYPD, who only wants to encourage other people, especially those who allegedly were molested by Collins recently, to come out so he could be prosecuted. Collins made headline earlier this month after allegedly confessing to molestation and exposing himself to some underage girls in the audio secretly recorded during a therapy session in 2012. Three agencies are conducting an investigation into the case. Last week, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department confirmed that they were investigating a report that he exposed himself to a 13-year-old girl in New York in 1983. Collins, however, may escape charges due to the statute of limitations. He reportedly also molested children during the time his show aired, but there's no evidence of the allegation and no victims have spoken up. Wow. And Barbara Walters will continue to host her popular long-running special that highlights some of the year's most prominent names in entertainment and pop culture. She will read the 10 Most Fascinating People of 2014 on Sunday, December 14, from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. ABC announced that the anchor will interview the likes of Oprah Winfrey, Neil Patrick Harris, Chelsea Handler, and Scarlett Johansson for the special. Other guests will be announced sometime soon. Since its first airing in 1993, Barbara Walters Presents the 10 Most Fascinating People had consistently been one of the highest-rated specials of the year. Last year, it dominated its 90-minute time period with total viewers and all key adult demos and drew its largest overall audience in 3 years. It's not Walter's first return to television since last year's retirement. She hosted The View in June and then interviewed Peter Rogers, the father of Santa Barbara shooter Elliot Roger, for a special episode of 2020. Right now, we have here 15 minutes left remaining in the show. I'm going to also take another commercial break, and when I come back, I'm going to give you the latest, the last remaining stories of the day. And before I go to the break, I have Miss Kane in the chat room. And, what song is that? That's new music, believe it or not, from Nick Jonas called Jealous. Isn't it hot? I tell you. That's the latest from Nick Jonas called Jealous. I forgot to mention that. Right now, again, 15 minutes left remaining in the show. I'll be back with some more after the music break, so make sure you stay tuned.
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911. Stroke's no joke. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Visit StrokesNoJoke.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Thank you. I'd rather be.
Yo, this is Mr. Magic from the Magic Hour. You listening to That's Entertainment with my homegirl Tammy Jones Gibbs on Blog Talk Radio.
Right now we have 9 minutes left remaining in the show. That was the latest from Clean Bandit featuring Jess Glynn called Rather Be. Right now I'm going to give you the last remaining stories of the week. And the latest is from Pitbull. He's getting ready to host the 2014 American Music Award. The 33-year-old Give Me Everything singer will be presenting the ceremony for a second year in a row. The rapper's real name is Armando Christian Perez. He will also perform a song from his forthcoming album called Globalization. The American Music Awards will broadcast live on Sunday, November 23rd on ABC. And a new report about Jay-Z and Beyoncé's top secret joint album has emerged. A source told Page Six that the power couple would be hitting the studio to record new music for the project they had planned to release later this year or early next year. If the rumors is true, the album will be Jay-Z's first since last year's Magna Carta Holy Grail, and it would also be Beyoncé's first collection since her self-titled LP arrived without prior notice back in December. Despite very little promotion, B's surprise album debuted at number one on Billboard's 200 and managed to stay atop the chart for multiple weeks. The unusual release has now become the focus of a study at Harvard Business School. Jay-Z and Beyoncé recently wrapped up their massively successful On the Run co-headlining tour in Paris, the city where they got engaged and their daughter Blue Ivy was conceived. And Steve McQueen is getting ready to be honored by the European Film Academy. The 12 Years a Slave director will receive the European Achievement in World Cinema. The honor will be given at an award ceremony in Latvia on December 13. McQueen is best known for his feature film Hunger, Shame, and most recently 12 Years a Slave, which won 3 Oscars in 2014. The director was nominated for Outstanding Director Achievement in this year's Directors Guild of American Awards, but lost out to Gravity's Alfonso Cuarón. Earlier this year, the BBC announced that it was teaming up with the director for an unnamed TV drama. That's right. And here's a very interesting story. For all you fans of Breaking Bad, well, apparently there's a mom in Florida. She got together with other moms, at least 8,000, and they joined forces for the same goal. This is what they said. She did this petition because Toys R Us was selling a Breaking Bad doll, which was garnered to Bryan Cranston's character. Now, the doll is an exact replica of his character, and it shows him standing with a bag of meth in his hand, and this woman, Susan Shriver, who lives in Fort Myers, Florida, wrote on the petition to Toys R Us because she knows that Toys R Us is a well-known retailer of toys and the vast selection of toys for children of all ages. However, her decision to sell for Toys R Us to sell this Breaking Bad doll, she felt that it wasn't appropriate for children. And again, the doll is an exact replica of Bryan Cranston's character, and it also has a sack, a detachable sack of cash, and a bag of meth in his hand. Bryan Cranston, the star of the show, he wrote on Twitter, he didn't go quietly, he said that the way he reacted to the petition, this is what he wrote on Twitter. He said, get this, he said, "Florida mom petition against Toys R Us over Breaking Bad action figure. I'm so mad. I'm burning my Florida mom action figure in protest." Now, this is what he pulled. I guess he was trying to be funny, you know, taking light of the situation. But, yeah, she got all these moms to come together and sign this petition, and they said that the petition is on the website change.org, and so far, get this, it has garnered nearly 9,000 signatures. Wow. Right now we have 4 minutes left remaining in the show. That will do it for me for this week. But, no, I'm sorry, that will not be doing it for me for this week. Tune in tomorrow for a special morning edition of That's It Entertainment, because I'm going to be talking with actor, singer, thespian, Harold Perrineau. Now, if you don't know who Harold Perrineau is, I'm sorry to say, you've been missing out. His breakout role was playing a paraplegic prisoner in HBO's highly acclaimed series Oz. He also played Michael on the Emmy Award-winning show Lost. He's also known as the lovable Mersch in Malcolm Lee's top hit movies, The Best Man and Best Man Holiday, along with Terrence Howard, Taye Diggs, and Morris Chestnut. Well, he has a new role playing an angel, and it's going to be, you're going to see him as an angel play, his character is named Manny, and it's going to be on NBC. The show is called Constantine. It premieres on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you tune in. Also, make sure you tune in tomorrow as I talk with the very talented and versatile Harold Perrineau. Again, that's tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Again, I'd like to thank everyone who tuned into the show today. I'd like to thank everyone that's currently on the phone lines. I also like to thank everyone that's in the chat room, my girl Miss Kane. Make sure you check out Miss Kane's show as well. She's also a radio host here, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm her co-host. Every Monday night we do celebrity news and gossip. We also tackle social issues. We just had a show yesterday about when it comes to African-American culture, about the issues of African-American men selling out, interracial dating, all of that good stuff. Make sure you check out her show. Again, that's Monday nights, Tuesday nights. Sometimes we also do a show on Wednesday or Thursday night that's giving you the business live, raw, and uncut cut with my host. My co-host, Ms. Kane, make sure you check out her show right here on blogtalkradio.com. And also, again, if you like the show and you want to know more about the show, make sure you follow me on Twitter at That's Entertain 1, THATS Entertain, the number one. Like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio, and also like us here on Blog Talk Radio. And also, you can also catch the show on iTunes. If you don't have time to listen to the live show, you can always go back and listen to the archives right here on Blog Talk Radio, and we're also on iTunes. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in week after week as I bring you the latest from Hollywood. Tune in tomorrow again at 10 a.m. Eastern as I bring you the interview with Mr. Actor Harold Perrineau. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care.